sun is now rising on Louisville, Kentucky, after a violent night that saw at least two police officers shot in clashes with protesters and rioters up in arms over the grand jury in the Breonna Taylor case, returning just one indictment. Two officers, no indictments at all. The third officer indicted for wanton endangerment. We heard from Jerry earlier. He called from Detroit. Said this is just more of a pattern of violence from police officers on black suspects. But Breonna Taylor was not a suspect. We're going to have Jerry back on the program, by the way. We're going to talk to him at length in the future. I'm going to reach out to him today. We're going to put him back on because I think the conversation needs to be had. A respectful conversation needs to be had about this. Breonna Taylor was shot in the crossfire when her boyfriend, according to all accounts, opened fire when police officers entered his apartment, and they did knock. It was not a no-knock warrant. Though Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has introduced legislation to stop no-knock warrants altogether. There was a knock. They entered the apartment. According to all accounts, he opened fire, did Kenneth Walker, on the police officers. And sadly, Breonna Taylor, an EMT, a good front-line individual, got caught in the crossfire. She was not targeted. She was not the focus of it. But Jerry's comments did get the attention of some folks, including Ruby, who is checking in on the DTE Common Sense Hotline. Ruby's calling from Idaho today. Ruby, how are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Good. What are your thoughts?
Can I talk to you?
Yep. What's on your mind?
Well, for that gentleman, Jerry, that called.
Yes.
He's worried about a drug dealer, thug, and his girlfriend. Why don't he worry about the black children that is on the street that's getting killed every day by other black people?
All right, Ruby, let me address that. I appreciate the call. I do. Obviously, violence in urban areas is of great concern to people across this country. I think all children should be looked after. But yes, violence in the cities of America should be of greater concern, I think, to more people. I think Ben Crum has done a terrible job, Ben Crump, that is, by stirring the pot and calling this outrageous. He is the attorney for the Breonna Taylor family. Now, remember, the city of Louisville settled with Breonna Taylor's family for $12 million. They knew a mistake had been made, but it wasn't criminal. She was caught in the wrong place at the wrong time because her boyfriend was wanted on felony charges. He shot at police officers as they entered his apartment. It's a wonder he wasn't killed.
My opinion.
So therein lies the problem.
He was just as bad as he was.
All right. Well, greatly appreciate you calling in. Thank you for that, Ruby. The DTE Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. And there's an argument to be made there. If you're living among criminals and something bad happens, is that predictable? Is that predictable? It's not a racist question. And I want to go back to the grand jury's process in Kentucky. Grand juries have 12 people in Kentucky. I looked it up. I verified the facts. And so the grand jury in the Breonna Taylor case would have had 12 people on it. It's not like it's all white men. So the whole racist idea behind grand juries is out the window there. Now, having said that, I want to talk to Jerry. He said he's 55 years old. He lives in Detroit. He's black. And I want to have a longer conversation with him because I want to understand his perspective. Because the fact of the matter is, if we pull back police departments like we're seeing in Minneapolis, violent crime is through the roof. But in Detroit, it's not, because James Craig, the chief of police for the Detroit Police Department, runs a tight ship. He didn't allow protesters to become rioters, to become looters. He didn't allow that to happen in the city of Detroit, thankfully. In New York City, you have violent crime going through the roof as well, and you can see this all over the country, sadly. As Democrat governors and mayors and other politicians that are Democrats in positions of power in these cities become derelict in their duty to do their jobs, these cities are damaged, and the people most at risk of being hurt the most are those that can least afford it, those that are young and those that are old. They have no way to get out. children and the elderly are trapped in these places. And so when you say defund the police, dismantle the police department, that destroys the hope of these people. And for the children, it creates this endless cycle of violence. Can you imagine being born into that violence into Chicago? How do you ever escape it? If nobody puts an end to the violence. And Mayor Lori Lightweight has done a terrible job. She's fueled the violence. In Seattle, the violence has been fueled there by Mayor Durkin, and in Portland by Mayor Wheeler. And the governors of these states have been derelict in their duty to protect their citizens from violence. And it continues on every day. Thankfully, the governor of Kentucky was not derelict. Andy Beshear did his job. He brought in the National Guard. Else it would have been far worse overnight in Louisville. As it is, two police officers shot, both hospitalized in serious but thankfully stable condition. President Trump praising the Democrat governor of Kentucky for doing the right thing, planning ahead, being prepared, and not allowing violence to spiral completely out of control. But we should not be at a place where protesters become, rioters become domestic terrorist organizations by firing at police, shooting police officers in the street. This is not where I want to live. It's not the America I want to live in. And that's why I'm open to a conversation with Jerry. We need to have a conversation. We'll do that soon. We need to have a conversation about moving forward in America. We're going to put that on the schedule. Good to have you here. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show, Twitter, Instagram, Parler, all of it. All right, all of it. It is Thursday. Quick break. We'll be right back.
It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle during the $1 Million Summer Saturdays now through September. That's right, $1 Million in premium play is up for grabs. It's $1 Million summer only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete details. I'm not sure how many took in the Tigers-Twins game last night, but my hope is, if you did, you treasure two of the iconic men who've ever played. It shouldn't be the last time Miguel Cabrera and Nelson Cruz play in the same game, but you never know. After all, Cruz is 40 and a free agent, but he's still performing at such a high level. He's still hitting over 300. He still ranks in the top three in home runs and top 10 in slugging. Overall in his career, he ranks 53rd in home runs. Cabrera ranks 30th all-time in the same category. He's in the top 50 all-time in hits and top 25 in RBIs and extra base hits. It's really cool to see two of the best of their generation square off, because we won't see it much longer.